Cable news became the news this past week, didn't it? On Monday, we had CNN firing Don Lemon. Many said that was long overdue. Before that, though, was Fox News with the more shocking move, firing Tucker Carlson. Well, the company line was that the firing was done by Lachlan Murdoch and Suzanne Scott. She's the Fox News CEO. Pretty much everyone believes the kick to the curb for Tucker came right from the very top, Rupert Murdoch. Now, the immediate aftermath, that's brought about some rather interesting developments regarding the ratings within the cable news world. Well, let's start with the 8 p.m. hour. Surprise to nobody, the ratings for Fox News 8 p.m. are down big time, about 50%. But that drop has now spread to other shows throughout the entire schedule. Even Greg Gutfeld's late night show, which had typically around 2 million viewers, they've lost about a quarter of those. So where have all those now former Fox News viewers flocked to? Where have they gotten the flock out to? Well, Newsmax, as you would expect, among other right-wing outlets. But Newsmax, they've gotten pretty much the lion's share to the point where some of their shows are seeing a two- and even three-fold increase of their viewership. Now, follow me with this one here. This has resulted in MSNBC now either beating or closing in on Fox News, depending on the day part, and Newsmax starting to close in on and beating CNN. Now, going back to Tucker, people are wondering what he'll do next. He released a kind of a cryptic message on video last week, and he closed by saying he'll see us soon. Well, to me, it's not a mystery what's next for Tucker Carlson. It was actually predicted way back in 1957 in a film called A Face in the Crowd. It stars Andy Griffith, Walter Matthau, and Patricia Neal. Griffith plays a drifter who becomes a national TV superstar, and then has a fall, a hard fall. Now, I'm not really spoiling the film by playing this from, it's from near the end, because really the middle is the meat of the film. You'll hear Andy first, and then Walter Matthau.
Listen, I'm not through yet. You know what's going to happen to me?
Suppose I tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to be back in television. Only it won't be quite the same as it was before. There'll be a reasonable cooling off period, and then somebody will say, why don't we try them again in an inexpensive format? People's memories aren't too long. And you know, in a way, he'll be right. Some of the people forget and some of them won't. Oh, you'll have a show. Maybe not the best hour or in the top 10, maybe not even in the top 35. But you'll have a show. Just won't be quite the same as it was before. And a couple of new fellas will come along, and pretty soon a lot of your fans will be flocking around them. And then one day somebody will ask, whatever happened to, what's his name? You know, the one who was so big. The number one fella a couple of years ago. He was famous. How can we forget a name like that? Oh, by the way, have you seen Barry Mills? I think he's the greatest thing since Will Rogers.
Are you listening, Tucker?